Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Dalet, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Beis, we saw in the Mishnah, Hamoicha Abdi, Loivu Chavim, Yatzah Ben Chorin. If Reuven sells his Eved Kanani to a Goy, then the Eved Kanani would go out L'Cheiris. And even though the Yisrael already sold this Eved Kanani to a Goy, however, as Tosfos points out, Dilu Maschel Avim Kosov of Oinoi, that a Goy could only acquire an Eved Kanani from Yisrael for his actual Maisi Yadayim, but the Yisrael could not sell the Eved Kanani for his Kinyan Mammon or Kinyan Issa, and therefore, as Rashi points out that if this Eved Kanani runs away from the Eved Kechavim, or as the Gemara will teach us, that Bezdin will actually knas the Yisrael, and Bezdin required the Yisrael to buy back the Eved Kanani from the Goy, so at that point you would think that the Eved Kanani would have to work for this Yisrael, and Mishnah teaches us because when the Yisrael sells the Eved Kanani to the Goy, the Eved Kanani will no longer be able to perform mitzvahs properly, and of course an Eved Kanani is chayav mitzvahs like an Isha, therefore the Rabbanan knas the Yisrael, and they said he has to let that Eved Kanani go free, and he would have to write a get shikra for the Eved Kanani. And our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Lava Lav Min Eved Kechavim, if Reuven borrowed money from a non-Jew and gave his Eved Kanani as collateral, Kivin Sha'asla Eved Kechavim Numusai, since the Eved Kechavim will make a Numusai, Yasla Chiris, then as Rashi points out, the Havika Mechira at that point is considered like a full-fledged Mechira, the Kansur Rabbanan, and therefore the Knasar Rabbanan kicks in, and Reuven would have to let this Eved Kanani go free, and he would have to write for him a get shikra. And the Gemara is, my Numusai, and the Gemara is, Nashki, it's referring to a seal that's worn as a necklace around the neck of the Eved, as a siman of Abdus. And as Rashi says, Nashki Chosim, the siman Abdus, Shetayim Lavodim, B'tzavreim. And since this Akum showed Bailus, therefore the Chum Knasi Yisrael, and said they have to free him. And the Gemara now asks a Shaila as to the Lashon Nimus that we just explained refers to Nashki. And Master Rav Sheshes asked the following question to Rav Huna, Rabbi Huda. We have a Bryce that teaches us how recent Vachakiris, Varisi Bate Oves, So the Lashon Varisin and Chakiris refer to two different types of sharecroppers, and both don't own the fields, and it's as if they have a leasehold, and the Oris' lease payment is a percentage of the produce that is produced by the field, and the Chakiris pay a set annual price and a set amount of tefuah to the owner of the field. And the Braisa teaches us that if there's a Yisrael that's an Oris or has Chakiris with a non-Jew, and the non-Jew owns the field, or even in a case of a Rise Bate Oves, where there's a long-term leasehold which goes on for generations, and one may think that we consider the Jew to be the owner of the field, and even in this case, the Braisa tells us that the Goy is still the owner of the field, and also in a case where a non-Jew borrowed money from Yisrael, and he gave his field to the Yisrael as a mashkin and as collateral, and the Braisa teaches us that even if the Yisrael goes and does his nemusai, the Yisrael is still potter from giving maisa from this field, and Rashi tells us that this Gemara and this Braisa holds like the Gemara Mem Zayin Amalav, that teaches us that Yesh Kin Le'Evichavim Be'eretz Lafkiyam Mi'ad Maisa, that Le'Evichavim can acquire land in Eretz Yisrael, and when they do so, it's Mafkiyah that land from Maisa, and if a Yid buys pears from that field, he doesn't have to take off Chumas and Maisas. And based on this Braisa, Rav Sheshes is Rav Huna Rabbi Huda, that the Isak Kadaif Nashki, that how can you tell me that Numusa is referring to a seal, Sada Bas Nashki, do you think that a Sada is something where you put a seal on? And therefore, from this context, we see that the word Numusa is not referring to Nashki, and the Gemara answers, Elam Rav Sheshes. Therefore, Rav Sheshes explains, Zman, the word Nemusai, refers to a due date that's written in the Shtar. And the Gemara asks Rav Sheshes, Kasha Zman Azman, Lachir, if you're telling me the word Nemusai means a due date, then there's a steer between the first Braisa and this Braisa. As in the first Braisa, we said, Lava Lamin Avichavim, Kivin Shasla Avichavim Nemusai, Yasla Lachiris. And the Havamin of the Gemara is that since the Yisrael wrote a Shtar in order to give this Eved Kanani to the Goy as collateral, and in this Shtar he wrote an actual due date, and the Goy accepted this due date, so we can consider as if the Yisrael already sold the Eved to the Goy, and therefore the Chum knas the Yisrael and required the Yisrael to give a get shikra to the Eved. And Lemaisa, in the second Braisa, we stated that if Chum Shemishkin Sadel Yisrael, Afal Pisha Aslan Nemusai, Peturim and Amaisa, that if Chum took a loan from a Jew and he gave his Sada as a Mashkin to Yisrael, so even though they wrote a due date in that Shtar, it's not considered like the Chum sold the field to Yisrael, and the Yisrael is still Peturim and Amaisa. And Lechayer, from the first Braisa, it's Mashma that once you have a due date, then it's considered like there was a valid mechira. And the second braisa, we state that even though there was a due date, there's not considered a valid mechira yet. And the Gemara answers, Loi kasha, hod matazimne, v'hod loi matazimne. By writing a due date in a shtar, that doesn't cause an actual mechira to the guy or to the Yisrael. But what actually causes the mechira is when it actually goes past the due date. And therefore, in the first braisa, since it already passed the due date, so it's considered as if the guy owns this Eved Kechavim, and it's considered like there was a change of ownership. And that's why we can ask the Yisrael and the Eved Kanani would go out l'chiris, and the Yisrael would have to write a get shichra. However, in the second brisa, we're talking about a scenario where even though the Eved Chavim wrote his man in the shtar, however, it didn't pass the due date yet, and therefore it's considered the goy's field still, and that's why if Yisrael eats any pears from this field, he would still be potim and amaisa. And the Gemara continues, Alagabi Eved Matazimne Tzrich Lemema, if you're telling me the case of the Eved in the first brisa is where the due date already passed, so certainly the goy at this point owns the Eved Kanani, and therefore certainly there should be a knas on the Yisrael, and what's the chiddush of the brisa? And therefore the Gemara says, really the first and second brisa are both referring to a case where the due date did not yet pass, that there is no stira, and the first brisa is talking about a scenario where although the Yisrael created a due date with the goy, but he told the goy that you could use the Eved from this point forward, and once the due date arrives, then at that point I will no longer be able to get the Eved back, and you will keep the Eved. And as Rashi says, and from this point forward, the goy was able to use this Eved Kanani, and as Taisus said beforehand, the only thing that Yisrael could sell to a goy is his Maisi Yadayim, and therefore by making this arrangement, the Yisrael and the goy were really trying to create a loophole in order to get around Takanos Chachamim not to sell an Eved Kanani to a goy. And in this case, they really were doing a Mechira, and instead of making an actual payment for the Eved, they set this up as a short-term loan with collateral. Meanwhile, the goy received the Eved Kanani with the knowledge that he'll keep the Eved Kanani because the Yisrael will default on this loan. And as Rashi says, that since the Yisrael was mezalzeh b'takat rabbanon, therefore the Chacham said that our knas will immediately take effect and the Yisrael would have to let this Eved Kanani go out free even though it's prior to the due date. However, the second brisa is referring to a regular case of a loan, and in that case, Reuven said to the goy that I'm lending you the money and my collateral is your field, and I won't be able to use your field and I won't be able to take any of the pears until you pass the due date. And even when you pass the due date, I will never be able to take the actual field, and I'll only be able to use the pears until you pay back your loan. And in this case, since it was set up as a regular loan, so certainly the karka does not belong to Yisrael, and it only belongs to the goy, and that's why any pears that the Yisrael eats, either after the due date or certainly prior to the due date, is not considered a mechira, and therefore the Yisrael will be potter min amaisa. And I in the bottom Taisus with Taisus Yis and Rashi, that why does the Gemara say idi be idi loy matazimne, if Rashi seems to say that the same didn't would hold true even if it would be matazimne? And based on this and another question, Taisus actually learns our Gemara differently than Rashi, ayin sham. And we continue on daf mem dalam nal v'iba yisema, and the Gemara answers another teretz b'shalav al manasal mashkel v'loy mashkenai, and Rashi says that both the first and the second brises are referring to a case where it was already a giyas man and it was already past the due date, and really the lender in both of the cases had the ability and the kriach to take the sada or the eved. However, he didn't execute on this right immediately, and therefore Rashi explains that in the second brisa the Yisrael will be p'turim in amaisa because l'maisa the Yisrael doesn't have this field yet and he didn't actually execute on his ability to take this mashkin. And as Rashi says, that even if the Yisrael at this point will take some of these payers from this field in payment for his chayiv, however, you still be potter min amaisa. And as Rashi said, the afakav de matizimne having becheses ha'evik chavim, because the field is still becheses ha'evik chavim, as Yisrael didn't take the field yet. However, in the first brisa, the Chum still said that we're going to make a knas against Yisrael, as even though the goy did not yet take the mashkin and did not yet take the Eved Kanani, however, l'maisa he has the ability to, and because Yisrael put this Eved Kanani in a situation where any second the goy could actually take him and take him as a collateral, then even though he didn't do so, but l'maisa, since it was of his mani v'lay para, so the Rabbanan made a knas on the Yisrael. And Taisus asks on this Pshat Rashi, v'kasha d'havali l'meima idi v'idi d'matazimne, l'chir, since in the prior teretz the Gemara stated el idi v'idi d'lay matazimne, so l'chir, in this teretz the Gemara should said iba yis'ema idi v'idi d'matazimne. Therefore Taisus explains that at this point to the Gemara, the iba yis'ema is actually going back on the original question that we asked Rav Sheshes, that we have a stira in the two brises, and the Gemara answers loy kasha had matazimne had loy matazimne, and the Gemara asks that by eved the matazimne tzrich lemeima, if the first brise is talking about a case where it was already matazimne, so what is the chiddush? And on that the Gemara answers that there actually is a chiddush by the eved, that even though it was matazimne, but the goy did not come and execute on his collateral and did not actually take the eved kanani, so you may think that the Yisrael would not have a knas in this case kamash one, that since it was matazimne and the Yisrael did not pay, and therefore the Akum has the ability to execute on this right and take the eved kanani, therefore we knas the Yisrael and he has to let this eved go out l'chiris. And l'chiris mashma learn from Taisa is a major chiddush. Even if a few days after the time frame and the due date is due, the Yisrael would go and pay back the Akum and Phil, and therefore the Akum would no longer have the ability to take the Mashkin and would no longer be able to take the Eved Kenani, the din would be that Yisrael would have to go and set this Eved Kenani free because he put the Eved Kenani in a matzav that he potentially could have been taken by the Eved Kechavim, and he potentially would have been in a matzav that he wouldn't be able to perform the mitzvahs as properly as he would be able to by the Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Gavir B'chayva Ishalachu Sekwikin Lo Yatzal Chayers, that even though we just said that if Yisrael sells the Eved Kenani to a guy, or if he even makes the Eved Kenani as collateral for the guy, then we knas the Yisrael and the Eved Kenani goes out the Chayers. However, the Braisa teaches us that if the Eved Kenani was not given as collateral for a chayv, but a guy lent money to Yisrael, and then when the loan was due, the guy came to the Yisrael and collected the Eved Kenani as payment for his chayv, and he did so by Kochach of the Yisrael, or there were bandits that came that were called Sekwikin, and as Rashi says, B'shashi Yisrael Mufkar Lariga, and it was a time that was very dangerous to Klai Yisrael, and the Goyim were able to kill Klai Yisrael without any retribution. But in order to save himself, so the Yisrael gave the Eved Kenani to the Sekwikin, and this way the Sekwikin left him alone, and he basically bought protection. Since this wasn't based on a Mechira, and it wasn't based on the Yisrael making the Eved Kenani into collateral, so the Rabbanan's Knas did not apply in this case, and therefore this Eved Kenani would not go out L'chiris. And the Gemara asks, we understand the case of Sekwikin, but of the Chayv Eloi, are you telling me where does a guy that has a legitimate claim against Yisrael, and he takes the Eved Kenani, that the Eved Kenani would not go out L'chiris, for a mini, and have a steer from the following Braisa, Harisha Ansa B'Samel Karanai, if Yisrael has his tour in his Goyin, and therefore it was already Chayv Maisa, and the government comes and takes those payers, and they take it forcefully, so the Braisa teaches us, in B'Chayv Chayv L'Asa, if the government takes it forcefully, but based on a legitimate Chayv, then Yisrael would be Mechuyev to take off Maisa, and even though these payers were already taken and he doesn't have any enough of them, but the Maisa still has to take off Maisa as if he still has them. And Rashi says the Havik Mecha is as if the Yisrael sold these payers to the Akum and to the government. However, in Ban Paris, if he actually was taken away illegally, then Patam al Asa, then the Yisrael does not have to take these payers into calculation when taking off Maisa. And clearly we see that if someone forcefully takes someone from something, but it was based on a legitimate Chayv, then it's considered as if there's a Mechira, and therefore Lechira, in a case where a guy takes an Eved Kenani from the Yisrael based on a legitimate chayiv, then the din should be that it should be yatzal chayiris, as it should be a knas for the chachamim, since it's as if the Yisrael sold this Eved Kenani to the guy. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasav the Kamishtashile. And Rashi explains, but the gay of the government, Harei Nenem Mehem, Lemaisi had enough from these payers, Shapirei Chayiv, because he was able to pay off his debt. Hilkel Chlitin Isa Chayiv and Maisa, but the gay of Maisa is Chayiv, Umiyu Gabi Eved Knasam Shemchiri. The reason for the knas by an Eved is because you sold something, Vizelim Machem Edaitai, and since Ruvain did not give the Eved Kenani based on his own das, El Shalei Lutzayne Gavai, and he collected it against his will, Amai Nikta says, so why would we knas Ruvain if Lemaisa he would have rather that this guy would have taken money from him or taken a different piece of property, and he didn't necessarily want to give this guy this Eved Kenani, and the reason for the knas is not relevant, and therefore the Chacham did not knas him, and that is why the Braisa teaches us like Lo Yatzal Lecheres. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, that we want to bring a raya, if a guy takes a Eved Kenani from Yisrael based on his chayv, would it be Yatzal Lecheres or not? And the Gemara brings from Rav, the Amr Rav, Hamech Avle Leparan Goy V'Chavim Yatzal Lecheres, and Rashi explains that the guy came over to the Jew, and he actually made up a story, and he said that the Jew owes him money, and because the Jew wanted to get rid of these alilais and these rumors, therefore the Yisrael was pressured to give this Eved Kenani to the guy, and the din is that he would be Yatzal Lecheres, and therefore you see that even though the Jew did so Bal Kochach, and he didn't sell the Eved Kenani to the guy Biratzain, and he also didn't make the Eved Kenani as a collateral for this guy, and even so we knas Yisrael, and the Eved Kenani will go out Lecheres. Lecheres, the same should hold true by Gavim B'Chayvai, that it should be Yatzal Lecheres. And the Gemara answers that Hossam Havel L'Fayez V'Lei Payez, in the case of Rav, although it's true that he had a pressure on him and he had to give the guy something, but he had a choice not to give the actual Eved Kenani to the guy, and he could have given him a Masada or could have paid him off with money. And by Yisrael giving the Eved Kenani to the guy, he actually did his Biratzin, and therefore the Chum said, we knas him, and he has to give the Eved Kenani a Shta Shichra. The Gemara continues and clearly states this point, Gufo, we learned, Am Rav HaMech Abdel L'Parim Goy V'Chavim Yatzal Lecheres, and the Gemara asked, Mai Havel L'Meved, why should we knas him if Lecheres was forced to give this Eved Kenani to the guy? And the Gemara answers, Havel L'Payas, V'Lei Payas, that even though Yisrael had pressure and there was rumors about him, but the Maisi should have given the guy some other thing of value, and he shouldn't have given the Eved Kenani, and therefore, since he gave the Eved Kenani, and it's considered as if he did so, Baratzin, so the Chacham knas him. And Ayin Din Taisis Diva Maschal HaMech Abdel L'Parim, we asked Rashi that how could Rashi say that the case is where the Yisrael decided to give this Eved Kanani to the Goy based on pressure and a rumor from the Goy that Yisrael owes him money. And Rashi says that's the Lashon HaMecha Avdai Zumachur Loi B'dmei HaPerusa Shehelulav. And Taisi says the Lashon Mechira is not Shayach in such a case. And he also asks that L'chair the Lashon of Shehelul L'Fayis Loi Payis is Loi Mashmachi either. V'oi D'medamin L'Mecha L'Shoshim Yoyim. In a moment we'll compare this case to a case where Reuven sold his Eved Kanani to an Eved Kechavim for 30 days. And L'chair, what is the Dimin if over here he didn't actually sell the Eved Kanani? And therefore Taisi says that the case is that this parang actually took the Eved Bal Kochoi, but instead of actually taking it for free, El Shemlai Shlai Domim, he actually paid for the value to the Yisrael. And Ayin entices how he explains the rest of our Gemara. And the Gemara continues, by Rabbi Yemiya always asks interesting questions, asks the following, even though we said in the Mishnah that if Reuven sells his Eved Kanani to a Goy, it's just L'chiris, however he sold him for a limited amount of time, and he only sold him for 30 days, what would be the din? And the Gemara says, Tashmat, Amr Rav, Amicha Abdel Parang, Gekhovim Yatzel L'chiris, and the Havim in the Gemara is that when someone sells the Eved to a Parang, Gekhovim, Rashi says, V'kasaka Daitach, Lavid Eved Yisrael Melech, Adzman Pliny V'loshev, that it was only doing so in order to go work for the king, and it was only for a specific amount of time, and then he would come back, and therefore you see over there that it would still be Yatzel L'chiris, and therefore we see that even Machlu Shleshim would be Yatzel L'chiris, and the Gemara answers, Hasim Parang, Gekhovim, Shein Chazeris, over there we're talking about a scenario where the Yisrael gave this Eved Kanani to the Parang, Gekhovim, and he gave it to him forever, and it wasn't only Luzman. And Rav Yirmiyah continues that the reason why the Chacham Knas Yisrael sold the Eved Kanani to a guy is because the Eved Kanani will no longer be able to perform all the mitzvahs. And Rav Yirmiyah asks, Machri Chutzim Ulachtai, so if Reuven actually sells an Eved Kanani to a guy and he makes a deal that he could acquire him but not for Malacha, and as Rashi says that the guy is only buying him in order to go and marry this Eved Kanani to a Shivcha, and then the guy will be able to use his children to Hashalai Bafka mitzvahs L'chal Shabbos, and in this case, the Eved Kanani is able to perform all the mitzvahs and won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So Mao, what is the din? Is there knas or not? And Rav Yirmiyah continues, Chutzman mitzvahs Mao, let's say he sold him to a guy, but he told him, I want to make sure that this Eved Kanani can't perform mitzvahs, and they agree, so would the knas still be relevant? And the third case Rav Yirmiyah asks is, Chutzman Shabbos v'yom tayu Mao, let's say Reuven makes a tnai with the Eved Kechavim, that I'm only selling this Eved Kanani to you for the weekday, but on Shabbos v'yom tayu he belongs to me, and therefore you won't be able to work with him on Shabbos Yontiv. And the Mefarshim explained that since the Ikar reason that the Chacham made this Knas is because they were concerned that the Eved Kanani would be Mechal Shabbos Yontiv, and Shabbos Yontiv are more important than the other mitzvahs because the Meisa, the Adon himself, has a Chiyav of Shvisas Behemtai, and he has to make sure that all his behemoths, as well as his workers, don't do work on Shabbos Yontiv. And by selling this Eved Kanani to a guy, then he is causing the Eved Kanani to have to work on Shabbos Yontiv. And therefore, Rabbi Yemi asked that maybe if you make a Tnai and you make this sale, Chutzmi Shabbos V'yom Tovim, then the Knas would not apply. And I and Rashi do a maskal chutzmi malachtai, where it's mashman that Rashi only had two shaylos, as Rashi says, and he doesn't mention anything about chutzmi and mitzvahs. And Rav Yirmiyah continues that maybe this Knas was when you sell an Eved Kanani to an actual Akum. And we will get Taishav Lisol Mumma Mao, what would be if you sell the Eved Kanani to a Get Taishav? And Rashi defines a Get Taishav like Rav Meir that says, Shakibal of Shalai Lavid of Idiskhovim, and he still is Eichel Nevelos, but the Mice is not a Ibid of Idizara. And L'chayr Rashi just means to say that certainly L'fid HaChacham and Masechtas HaVeidizara that hold that a Ger Toshav is Mekabal on himself, the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, certainly that would be a Shaila. But even L'fid HaMeir that a Ger Toshav is only Mekabal on himself, not to be Ibid of Idizkachavim, so maybe we'd say that since this Goy actually recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore he'll allow the Eved Kanani to perform mitzvahs, and therefore the Knas should not apply. And certainly by Yisrael Mumma, even though he's not going to perform the mitzvahs, but the Maisa, he would allow the Eved Kanani to perform mitzvahs. Or possibly even if Yisrael Mumma would not allow an Eved Kanani to perform mitzvahs, but the Maisa, the Knas was only said when Yisrael sells an Eved Kanani to an Eved Kechavim Mamish, but Yisrael Mumma is still Yisrael, and therefore the Knas would not apply. And Rabbi Yirmiyah continues, L'kuti ma'u, what would be a din if Yisrael sells an Eved Kanani to a Kut? And of course there's a Shaila of a Kuti is Geri Emes or Geri Arayas, but the Maisa he's not an Eved Kechavim, maybe the Knas doesn't apply. And the Gemara states, P'shet Mi'achoda, the Maisa we could pay Pesha, one of these Shailas, as the Brisa teaches us Mefurish, that Ger Toshav Harei Okei Kechavim, that benegated din that if Yisrael sells an Eved Kanani to Eved Kechavim, that he has to be paid to him for even more than his value, and Yisrael has to give him a get shikra. The Brisa states Mefurish that a get toshev has the same din as an Eved Kechavim, and the Brisa continues to discuss the kuti in Yisrael Mumma. But Amri Lo Eved Kechavim, some Rameim have the guest in the Brisa that a kuti in Yisrael Mumma also have a din like an Eved Kechavim, and the class would apply. But Amri Lo Yisrael, and some of the guests that a kuti in Yisrael Mumah would have a din like Yisrael, and the knas would not apply. But in any case, from this brisa, we would definitely push it to Shiloh from Yibia. And the Gemara continues, Boy Minim Rabami, they asked the following Shiloh from Rabami, Avid Shippel Atzmel Geises, if it ever volunteered to go to the army, Vein Rabbi Yachloi Tziyai, and his master cannot remove him from the army, Loi Bedin Yisrael, Loi Bedin Elgechabim, not through a court of Jews, and not through a non Jewish court, Maosh Yatlas Domov, what would be if this army offered Yisrael money in order that he should allow them to take this Eved Kanani to them, and the Eved Kanani could remain in the army? And the Shaila is, do we say that the Knas over here doesn't apply, and the Yisrael could take this money from the Goyim, as Lemais is not doing so willingly, and therefore it's not the same as selling an Eved Kanani to an Eved Kachavim? Or would we say that this Xerah, as if he does so, then he may come to always make a deal in a way that it looks like it was done unwillingly, and the other will figure out a way to sell his Eved with a loophole? And Amalei Rabbi Yimli Rabbi Zerikah, so Rabbi Yimli said to Rabbi Zerikah, who were both Talmidim Rabbi Ami, and they heard the Shaila that came in front of Rabbi Ami, Puk Ayin B'Mechiltcha, so go look in your Mechiltais and in your Brises to see if you can find a Raya. And the Gemara tells us, Nafak Dok V'Eshkach, Rabbi Zerikah went out, he found a Brisa that he wanted to bring a Raya from. The Tanya is willing to Brisa, HaMeicha Beisel Eved Chavim Dom Vasurin, that if Reuven sells a house of his in Eretz Yisrael to a Goy, then the money would be Asa, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yisichonim, and we learn out, Lo Yisitin L'Mechadiyah B'Kaka, and therefore the Rabbanim made a Gzira that the Dhamma would be Asa, and it's a Knas. However, but if however, if a guy comes and he forcefully takes a bias from Yisrael and the owner can't get it back, not in a Jewish court and not in a non-Jewish court, so then if the guy offers the Yisrael money, the Yisrael could take this money and there's no Issa on the money. And the Yisrael could even go into a non-Jewish court and record a deed, and since the Yisrael is not selling this stud to the guy willingly and he's doing so only by and the only reason he's taking the money is as a last resort, and he made a full effort in order to actually get back the sada. So therefore we say that it's only kematzel miyadam, and he could actually keep the money. And l'chayr, just like over there, we don't make a gzera or to a case where he will do this willingly. So l'chayr, in the case where Reuven actually was forced to give up his eved, and now he wants to get money as a last resort, l'chayr, that should also be mutter, and the knas should not apply. And the Gemara responds back to his raya Reb Zreika, v'dil mahani mil lebayis, dekim le'sagle b'lo bayis, that maybe the only time that we've said that we don't make a gzera is been a gay house, because since everyone needs a house and someone won't go and sell the house willingly, therefore there's no reason to make a gzera, and that's why we say that in that case he could keep the money. But maybe with a gay and eved, where it's possible for someone to live without an eved, so maybe over there we should still be chayshish that maybe if we allow him to sell in this scenario, then he'll also sell it even when he's not forced to do so. And the Gemara continues that even though the Gemara just said that Reb Zreika's raya is not necessarily a valid raya, however, Shalchalu Rabbi Ami then sent a response to those who asked him the shayla that Mini Ami Banosin, that this letter comes from me, Ami Banosin, and Torah Yitzol Chol Yisrael, and based on myself, Torah will go out to all Chol Yisrael. And Rashi says, Hagrazul Yisrael, that he was only referring to this psak that he's about to give, and he passing like Reb Zreika actually brought a raya that Eved Shehilpel Atzmel Geisis Vein Rabbi Yechalutzir, Loi Bedin Yisrael, Loi Bedin Eved Chavim, Mutal Litos Dama, Vekaisu Malaba Kaisal Eved Chavim, and there is no chil between this case and the case of Eved Chavim Sha'onis Beis Yisrael Yisrael, where over there the Brice has stated that he's mutter to take the money and record it in the Akoy Shalhan. And the Gemara continues, our Mishnah stated, and we mentioned the Chum Knasi Yisrael that he has to go and redeem this Eved Kanani. So I remember Shumal Levi, that Shumal Levi says that if Reuven sells an Eved Kanani to Eved Chavim, then we knast Reuven and he has to redeem the Eved Kanani, and he has to even pay 100 times the value of the Eved Kanani. And the Gemara asks, Dafka Ilav Dafka, is this amount of 100 times Dafka 100 times, or is it really less? And really, it's a Guzma Ba'alma, as Rashi says, the Lake Concealed Lake Kulihai, the Guzma Kama, and Ayin Taisis, who actually learns the Gemara, that when the Gemara says Lav Dafka, and really you would actually have to pay more, and Ayin Taisis, how he learns the entire Sugya. And we will learn the Sugya like Rashi. So Tashma, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, don't make Shlokish, because Reish Lokish stated, Hamecha Behim Agas Lavi Chavim, if someone sells a behemagas to an Eved Chavim, and we know that it's also to be shoyl or to be seicha a behemagas to an Eved Chavim, because then he'll use it on Shabbos, and since it still belongs to the Yisrael, so the Yisrael will be Ivan Shvises Behemtai. However, when he sells it to a guy, there's not really any Issa Shvises Behema, as it doesn't belong to you any longer. However, the Rabbanim with Geiza, they shouldn't sell a behemagas to an Eved Chavim, or to a case where you'll be shoyl or you'll be seicha to an Eved Chavim, and Lemais, if you do so, and we can ask the Yisrael to buy the behemagas back, even for 10 times more than its value. But you see over over there that's not necessarily 100 times and it's only 10 times? And the Gemara answers, Vidilma Shani Eved, the Chol Yom V'Yom, Mafkalim Mitzvahs, that in the Chanami, you can't be right in the case of Reish Lakish, because even though when you sell Behem Gasva Evichavim, all we require is that you buy it back for 10 times its value. However, since when you sell an Eved to an Evichavim, he actually will not perform Mitzvahs on every single day, therefore, we require you to even pay more and make sure to get the Evichani away from this guy, and therefore, we require that even would pay 100 times its value. And the Ikedamri and others have a different version of Rabbi Yishuv Malevi, and they will also have a different version as to what Reish Lakish stated. As Rabbi Yishuv Malevi, in this case, we said that if Yisrael sells an Eved Kanani to an Eved Chavim, we can ask him to redeem the Eved Kanani even for 10 times its value. Dafka Lav Dafka, is it Dafka 10 or even more than 10? Tashma, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya to Reish Lakish, and over here it says that's 100 times, so you see it's even more than 10 times, and you would even have to go and redeem the Eved Kanani for 100 times. And the Gemara answers, there is a chiluk between the case of Behem Gasla and Eved Kanani, Ashani Eved, Bloy Hodle, Medegeya Eved, since when the Yisrael buys back this Eved Kanani, he won't be able to have enough from the Eved Kanani, as the din is that's Yatzal Chiris, and he has to give him a Get Shechra. Therefore, the Rabbanan said that all you have to buy back the Eved Kanani for is 10 times its value. But Medegeya Behem Gasla, once you get it back from the guy, you actually could use the Behem Gasla. Therefore, the Rabbanan said you have to buy it back even for 100 times. And the Gemara is, El Behema Taim Mai Mishlim Dehadle, you're going to tell me Benegay Behema. The reason why you have to pay 100 times more is because it would go back to you and you'll be able to have a Na. So L'Chayr Lik to say Tvechad, so all you should class him is 11 times more, as ultimately he'll only be able to have the value of this Behema by using it up to its actual value. And how can we say that we class him that at this point he has to go and buy it back for 100 times its value? And as Rashi says, if this would be the deal, Ugly B'Chazar Azu, so woe is to this Yisrael that he receives the Behema Gasa back, and because he's only receiving one time the Behema's value, he actually is classed that he has to pay another 89 times more than its value. And the Gemara continues and still says that La'evid Milsal Shchicha, an Evid is different than the case of Behema Gasa, because when someone sells a Behema Gasa to an Akum, that's something which is Shchiach, and therefore the Rabbanan said we're going to class him that he has to buy back up to 100 times its value. However, B'negei and Evid Kanani, since it's not Shchiach that Yisrael should sell an Evid Kanani to a guy, therefore Milsal Shchicha, like Gazbar Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan did not feel that they should make such a strong takana, and they only made a class that he has to buy back for 10 times its value and not for more than that. And the Gemara continues and will now discuss three different shaylos of Rav Yemir. The first shaylah will be, if Reuven sells his Eved Kanani to a guy and then Reuven dies, would the Chacham require children to be paid to the Eved Kanani, or did this knas not extend to his Yashin since they didn't do the Sissa? And similarly, in Masechtas Becheiris and Mayid Katan, Rav Yemir has a similar shaylah that certainly we know that a Kohen can eat a Bechor Bal Mum and it doesn't have to be brought as a carbon, and certainly it's also Lahatul Mum Bekachim, as the Pasuk states, Bechor Mum Lo Yibai, and the Rabbanan stated that if a Kohen on purpose goes and makes a mum on the ear of a Bechor and makes it by mum, that he won't be able to eat it until it receives another mum. And Rabbi Yemi had a shaila that if this Kohen dies and then the Yorshim now own this Bechor, would the Yorshim now be able to eat the Bechor, or would the knas still apply? And Rabbi Yemi had a similar shaila in Masechta Bei Katan regarding the Issa to do Malacha and Chol HaMoed. And we know that if someone was performing Malacha prior to Yontiv and he ran out of time, and if he doesn't complete this Malacha and Chol HaMoed, it'll actually ruin this item and it'll be a Dava of it. So the din is he can continue performing this Malacha and Chol HaMoed. However, the Rabbanim made a knas that if there's a person that actually worked prior to Yontiv, knowing that he won't be able to complete the work, but relying on the fact that it'll become a Dava of it and be able to perform the work on Chol HaMoed, then it'll be also for this person to complete this item even though it'll be a Dava Ovid. And Rabbi Yemi asked, what would be the din if this person dies prior to Chol HaMoed, if his children would be allowed to finish this work as the Maisa for them, it's a Dava Ovid, or would the Knas still apply to the Yashim as well? And the Gemara begins with this first Shaila, Baimene Rabbi Yemi. Rabbi Yemi asked the following Shaila, Merabasi, Mocha Avdei Umeis, if Reuven sold his Eved Kanani and then Reuven died, Ma'o Shiktus Bnei Achrav, does this Knas still extend to his children, and the children will have to redeem this Eved Kanani? And Rabbi Yemi explains this Shaila based on his other Shailas in Masechtas Mayakotin, as Imtim Salema, that if a Kohen places a mum on his Bechor and then he dies, that the din over there would be that we actually paskin that the children would have the knas, that would not necessarily be a riot to the Shaila, as over there when the Kohen made this mum and he was matal b'mekutchim, he was actually over on an issa d'raisa. So over there, we were knas the children. But over here, even though the father sold this eved knani, but the ma'aseh that is only an issa d'rabbanan, based on the fact that we wanted to make sure that this eved could perform mitzvahs, and since he was only over an issa d'rabbanan, maybe that knas was only made on the father and not on the yashim. And I in the bottom tesis on the amid, where he brings down that the Gemara b'chayis, the Gemara actually tries to bring a raya from our case to the case of tzarim oizim b'char. And over there, the Gemara says shani eved mafkilei mitzvahs, that maybe eved is worse than the case of b'char because you mafkia him from all mitzvahs. And maybe we even knas the yashim. However, b'degei b'char, we not mafkia from all mitzvahs, so maybe it's not as chamor, and we would not knas the yashim. And tesis says ein chanami. The Gemara over here could have said the opposite as well, and we could have said im tim slema the hasav lekatzu hachur kantzu mishum the mafkilei mitzvahs ayin tesis. And Rav Yirmiyah continues in daf mem dalam abeis im tim slema kibum malachtei b'moyi do meis, that if someone's mechaven to actually do malacha prior to yontiv in order that he should be able to do malacha on chol hamoed, and we know we knas him and he can't do that malacha on chol hamoed or meis, and then that person dies like kantzu b'nei achar, then in that case we don't knas his children. Maybe that's because mishum lo avdi sura, because l'maisa that person never did isa, as he never actually performed any malacha on chol hamoed, and he just did something prior to yontiv which would cause him to be able to do malacha on chol hamoed, and therefore maybe it's much more kal. But hachamai, but over here where Reuven actually performed an isa and he actually sold his eved knani to an eved kachavim, so even though it's a isa derabbanan, still we would say that the children may have a knas, and l'didei kantzu rabbanan v'halasei, and therefore the shaila is, do we say that the rabbanan knasin the father and he's not around, or dilma l'mayne kantzu rabbanan, what do we say, the rabbanan knas his money? And Rashi says l'fdoisim in chosav, that it required the father to be paid the eved knani using his money, and therefore v'isei, and his money is still around, and therefore the children will have to be paid the eved knani using the father's money. And Amalei, Sir Abasi responds to Rabbi Yemiya Tanisur that we can bring a raya from the Mishnah in Masechta Shvi'is, as the Mishnah states, Sodashin Skavtza b'Shvi'is, Tizul Matzai Shvi'is, that if prior to Shvi'is ending, Reuven wants to prepare his field, and he removes thorns and thistles from the field in order to make it ready to plant. And Rashi Masechta B'chayir says, the Holoi Ovid b'Shvi'is, Avedi Chashuva, the mice, he didn't do any Avedi Shmitah, which is Avedi Chashuva, and as Rashi says in Mayakotin, the Lab Malacha he Kulahai, and since he didn't do an actual Malacha, therefore the Rabban did not make any knas and allowed him to go and start planting this field immediately after Shemitah. And Rashi and Agamar says, and the Mepharshim explained that Rashi is not saying that there is an Issed Rabbanan over here, as certainly there's no Issed Rabbanan either. And they explained that Rashi is telling us that if this Malacha would be an actual Malacha Duraisa, even if it would be an Avodah which is not an Avodah Kulei Hai, and it wouldn't be an Avodah Chashuva, then certainly the Rabbanan still would make a knas. And the Braisa continues in Taiva in the Daira, Loitizul Matzei Shvius. However, if Reuben goes and he's Mezaval the Sada and he fertilizes the field, either by taking barrels and actually fertilizing the field, or by taking behemoths and letting them go and pasture in this field, and therefore Memela, they will go and fertilize the field. Rabbanan made a takana and they made a knas that you can't go and plant your field for a full year after Shemitah. And Rashi says, because Midrabbanan, we look at this as Avodah Chashuva, and Rabbanan said this is also to do on Shemitah, and since Reuven went against the Issed Rabbanan, therefore we knas him. And the Gemara continues that Amr Beis Mechrina, and Rabbeis Mechrina stated over there that Nektinam that we hold, Hativil Meis, that if this person went and was Mezavad the Sada, and then he dies, and even though we would knas him, but B'nai Zerah, that his child can't plant his field immediately, and there is no knas to the child, Amr Ledei Kantzu Rabbanan, Lebrei Ledei Kantzu Rabbanan, and therefore Rabasi brings a riot to Rabbi Yirmiyah that we see that we only knas the father, and the knas is on the Gavra and not on the Chefza, and therefore it's not on the Mammon of the father, and since this Yerush and this child did not do this Issed Rabbanan, therefore the child can go and plant his field immediately after Shemitah. And the Gemara continues to discuss a knas on Abaya. Abaya states Nektina, we learn Timi Tyrus Shachavir Umeis, Loi Kantzu Rabbanan B'nai Achariv, that even though they didn't, if someone's Betami the Tyrus of their friend, that although Midiraisa, they don't have to pay them back because it's Hezek Shein Nika and Loi Shmei Hezek. However, in Rabbanan, we said that you have to pay back your friend, but Lamais, if Reuven dies, his children don't have to pay back his friend, as my time of Hezek Shein Nika Loi Shmei Hezek, as since it's only Takana Rabbanan as Midiraisa has a Shein Nika Loi Shmei Hezek, and the only reason Reuven has to pay is because Beknas Rabbanan, and Lidei Kantzu Rabbanan, Lebrele Kantzu Rabbanan, that it's only to the father himself that Rabbanan knas him as the knas is on the Gavra. However, they did not knas his children, as the children did not do anything wrong, and the knas was not made on the assets of Reuven, and therefore the children did not have to pay this knas. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last part of the Mishnah that if someone sells his Eved Knani to a person that lives in Chutz Laretz, the din is Yatzu Ben Chayin, then the Eved would go out L'Cheiris. And we explain because you also mafkir Shavas Eved from certain mitzvahs, and as the Taisa Rid says, that if Kiyum in mitzvahs had Hegas Beretz Yisrael, then you mafkir is Eved Knani from doing mitzvahs that Tluyas Baretz. And once again, the Gemara brings a brisa that clarifies the Mishnah, Tan Rabbanan, Meicha Avdel Chutzlaretz, that if Reuven sells his Eved Knani to Shimon who lives in Chutzlaretz, Yotz Lachiris, the Eved will go out Lachiris, but Tzarech Get Shichra Mir Abu Sheni, and you need to receive a Get Shichra from your second master. And over here, of course, the Get Shichra has to come out from Shimon and can't come from Reuven, as Reuven had the right to sell this Eved Knani to another Yid, and it's not like the case of the Reish of the Mishnah, where Reuven sold the Eved Knani to a guy. In that case, of course, the Rabbi Rishon had to write to get Shichra. And Rav Shimon Galil, Rav Shimon Galil says, sometimes this Eved Knani will go out L'Cheris, and sometimes not. Ketzad, Oma Pleni Avdi Mechatil L'Pleni Antechi, that if Reuven sells to the Lekech, and he actually writes in the Shtam Mechira, that I'm selling you this Eved, and I'm selling it to the Pleni, who was from this place called Antechi, Lo Yotza, in that case, the Eved would not go out L'Cheris, as we would say, he was only referring to this person with the name Antechi, because the person originally came from Antechi, but at this point he's living in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's not Muchach that Reuven meant to sell this Eved Knani to someone that lived in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore even if Shimon will ultimately go and move to Chutz La'aretz, there is still no requirement that this Eved goes out L'Cheris. However, if he says I'm selling it to Shimon who comes from Antechi, and he actually lives in Antechi, so over there we know for certain that actually at this moment he lives in Antechi, and since Reuven sold his Eved Knani to a person that lives in Chutz La'aretz and will go to Chutz La'aretz, therefore the Eved will be Yitzel L'Cheris. And the Gemara asks, V'atanya, how can you say this is the din, as we learned in the Brisa, Machatil Antechi Yotza, that even if Reuven wrote into the Shtar Mechira that I sold this Eved to Shimon who comes from Antechi, that even in this case the Eved will go out L'Cheris, and the only time we say that the Eved does not go out L'Cheris is if he writes L'Antechi Shari Belud Lo Yotza, that if Reuven specifies that I'm selling it to Shimon who comes from Antechi but currently resides in Lud, then the Eved would not go out L'Cheris. So L'Cheris is theory between this Brisa and the prior Brisa, and the Gemara says L'Kasha Hadis L'Beis Beretz Sol Hadis L'Yishpiz Beretz Sol, that in the first Brisa we're talking about a case where Shimon owns a home in Eretz Yisrael and currently lives in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore even if Reuven only writes I'm selling it to Shimon who comes from Antechi, then the din would be that the Eved does not go out L'Cheris, because L'Maisa Shimon currently resides in Eretz Yisrael and he owns a home in Eretz Yisrael. However, in the second Brisa, although at this moment Shimon lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he only has an Ashpiz in Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't own his own home, if Reuven writes in the Shtar Mechira that I'm selling it to Shimon who's from Antechi, so then the Eved would be Yotzel L'Cheris, because L'Maisa he never took on the name of someone that lives in Eretz Yisrael, and it must be the intent is to go back to Chutz La'aretz. However, he wrote that I'm selling it to Shimon who is from the Antechi but is currently residing in Lud, so then it shows that Shimon actually wants to stay in Lud, and the Knas would not apply, and the Eved Knani would not be Yotzel L'Cheris. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi is the following Shaila, Ben Bavel Shinasa Isha Beretz Yisrael, if there was a man who lived in Bavel and he went and married a woman in Eretz Yisrael, V'chnis le'avodim v'shvachis, and the woman brought into the marriage at Tzoyim Bazel, avodim v'shvachis, and we know that Tzoyim Bazel go to the husband can use it for the entire period that they're married, and if they get divorced, the din is that he has to return the original value of the Tzoyim Bazel, and we'll see if that value has to be paid in cash, or his wife could actually demand that she wants to receive the actual avodim v'shvachis back. And we know v'dayti lachsa that the husband wants to go back to Bavel, and therefore is as if the woman is giving these avodim and shvachis to a man who's going to go to Bavel. And Rav Yemi asks, Ma'o, what is the din? And Rav Yemi continues, Tibaylu mandama dini ma, Tibaylu mandama dini mai, that we have the shayla according to the mandama and mesechti zavamis that says that since these avodim and shvachis belong to her family, so when she gets divorced, she wants to keep the avodim and shvachis, and she commands to actually keep the avodim and shvachis. And the shayla also applies to the mandama and mesechti zavamis that says that the husband could pay her off with cash and can keep the avodim and shvachis. And the Gemara explains, Tibaylu mandama dini ma, Kivin da dini ma, kididadami, do we say that since the din is with her and she would retain the avodim shvachas, therefore there shouldn't be any knas because the avodim shvachas belong to her and she never sold it to someone that lives in Chutz La'aretz, and even though the intent is that they're going to go to Chutz La'aretz, however the avodim never made a knas on someone that takes the avodim to Chutz La'aretz, the knas was only made on someone that sells the avodim to someone that lives in Chutz La'aretz. Oidilma, kivin da mishabdi le lepeira, or do we say that since l'maisa he has real ownership at this point and he could use them, therefore kididei damu, it's considered as if they belong to the husband, and it's as if she sold it to someone that lives in Chutz La'aretz, and the avodim and shvachis would go out l'cheris. And we have the shayla, even according to Manda Oma, that says that the din would be with him, and he could actually keep these avodim and shvachis. Do we say that certainly the class should apply because it's considered like a valid mechira because he could keep the actual avodim and shvachis, and therefore it's as if the woman sold these avodim and shvachis to someone that lives in Chutz La'aretz, and these avodim and shvachis should go l'cheris? Or do we say since Lamaisa, these assets are only Nichsei Tzoyim Bazel, and therefore the actual guf of the Eved and Shvachas don't belong to the husband, so therefore it's still considered like hers, and it's not considered like she sold it to someone that's living in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore the Knas would not apply, and they do not go out L'Cheiris, and the Gemara ends off, Teku, that would not push the Shaila of Rabbi Yemiya. And the Gemara continues, Om Ravo states, Shonali Rabbi Yechon taught me the following, Eved Shiyotza Ach Rabbi to Syria, if an Eved goes willingly together with his master to Syria, as Rashi brings, then in the Gemara, and Daf Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara states, HaMecha Av to Syria, K'mecha L'Chutz Laaretz, that B'negeid is Din of Mechiris Avodim, the Din of Syria is like the Din of Chutz Laaretz, and certainly at this point, since the Eved went willingly, therefore, of course, the Din is that he doesn't go out L'Chiris, however, Mechusham Rabbi, that his master actually sold him in Syria, so the Din is Yatzal L'Chiris, at this point, the Eved will go out L'Chiris, and the Gemara is, V'atran Rab Chia taught us from Braisa, Ibis Chusai, that since the Eved went willingly to Bavel, therefore he loses his chus, and even if the master would sell him to a person in Bavel, then the knas doesn't apply, and he would not be at Tzulcheris. And the Gemara answers, Lekasha, Kanshe Das Rabbi Lachso, Kanshe In Das Rabbi Lachso. The Rabbi Yechon was talking about a scenario where the one Reuven left to go to Syria, the Eved went willingly, and he understood that the master intended to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, certainly, if Reuven at this point goes and sells his Eved to Shimon, who lives full time in Chutz Laaretz, so certainly the din is that the Eved will go out L'Cheiris, as he didn't sign up for this, as he wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael. However, in the Braisa Rav Chia that states, Ibn Eschusai, that's referring to a case where when the Eved left with Reuven, he actually thought that they were going to Syria and they were going to stay there forever, and therefore, even though the master sells them to someone that lives in Syria, since the Eved went willingly, therefore the Knas doesn't apply, and the Eved will not go out L'Cheiris. And the Gemara continues, Vatanya, and we have a Braisa that proves this point, as the Braisa states, Yotzei Eved Achar Rabbi L'Syria, then an Eved can be forced to travel together with his master to go to Syria, even though it's in Chutz Laaretz. And the Gemara now asks, Yotzei, how could the Braisa say that an Eved could be forced? Is it true that he can be forced? But the last Mishnah in Masechtas Ksubos on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis states that Ein HaKol Metzien, that you can't go and force someone to go out of Eretz Yisrael, and that includes an Isha and an Eved Kanani. Elo, the Gemara explains that the Braisa should read as follows, not Yotzei Eved Achar Rabbi, but Yotzei Eved Achar Rabbi L'Syria, if the Eved decided to go willingly together with his master to Syria, or Machu Rabbi Sham, and then his master sells him in Syria, and that's Rabbi Lach Sokhefenei say, if the original intent of the master was to go back to Yisrael, then we would knas the Odin, and we would force him to give him a get shichra, and if the original intent of the master was not to return to Yisrael, so then, since the Eved went willingly, so the knas doesn't apply, and in Kofenei say, and we would not force the master to give a get shichra to this Eved, and we will stop over here.